Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host. Did you hear me, Cal? We're having
I hear you fine. Yeah, I'm trying to track down a little audio thing, and you know, next thing you know, I got nothing here.
We've got some brand new 2021 off to a great technical start. so we're actually enjoying ourselves.
Well, you know, I did stay, as the old joke goes, I did stay up on New Year's Eve to make sure that 2020 left.
Yes.
That's the whole point, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, okay.
We've got one ear, Denise.
That's, it was when you did that.
I know, okay. Well,
just so you know, Cal's adjusting. You know how at times you're driving your car and someone's out there trying to adjust things? I never forget the story here on Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. When I was a teenager, we had no money. We grew up on a small little farm, and my friend Eric, We finally found this old junker boat that an old farmer gave us and had an outboard motor, and it didn't work very often. We're mechanic guys. We grew up, we're 16, we could fix anything. And I remember jumping in this lake. We were so proud to get this piece of junk boat going. And I was actually being pulled. I got jumped back. And by the way, the ski rope was an actual normal rope with a stick tied to it.
Oh,
and
nice.
That was our rope, and I remember being drugged. I'm like, yeah, I'm getting up. And I was like, man, I can't get up. I just try to pull, I can't get up. And I'm being drugged forever. And this is when you're 16, 17, you can hold your breath for forever. And I look up, and my friend, the other friend's up there steering, he's got the back of the outboard motor cover off, and he's like tweaking the engine. He's in there working on the engine, and I'm being drugged underneath, like trying to. It's like, I'll get this thing going. Frank, keep on, keep trying.
Hello.
So that's what Cal was doing. He was tweaking with the with the stuff. Call us at 855 Law Radio or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. This hour, we're going to have a case or no case. We're going to talk about some interesting things. The new laws we just talked about, first hour of 2021. We're going to talk about the latest religion and First Amendment versus COVID restrictions. We're going to talk about Maxwell. Don Wells dies. It has nothing to do with Radio Law Talks. I was a big fan. I'm going to mention a few things. Very interesting what a judge is doing in Fairfax, Virginia, during this criminal law proceeding. And by the way, Robert Kraft, the owner of Patriots, still not out of the news when it comes to legal issues. Again, he's not having, the issues. He's won a lot of great legal cases that we're going to discuss about this.
Well, he has money,
thing,
so he's
thing
a target.
In Florida. Well, yeah, I think I agree, and I'm going to talk a little bit about experiences that I've had as a lawyer, similar to the Kraft issue, where he's able to fight. What clearly, in my opinion, was done wrong, or that was improperly, some improper actions by the police that were not constitutional. But because he had the money to fight him, he was able to overcome that. And a lot of people who didn't just pled. You just have to plead. And then we're going to talk about a New York issue going on with police officers and firemen in this scam. You got to hear about this. It's not police and fire aren't doing anything wrong, but we're going to discuss legal issues that are occurring and some prosecutions in New York about this. It's very interesting. And I'm here with Denise Dirks. Myself, I'm Fred Penny. We're both lawyers. Todd Kunin is away. He is our other co-host here. And Todd is better known as Todd Asborn. He says Ashbourne, but I call it Asbourne. He is actually a
former... I thought it was Mark.
Mark. It's Mark.
Mark.
Yeah, Mark Asbourne.
Mark
Ashbourne, yeah.
Ashbourne, but I call him Asbourne. So, and
he
is,
loves that.
And he is away. He is an actual former prosecutor, and he's got his criminal practice, so we can talk about criminal law. But he's a real actor. He actually is on a number of video games, the voices of video games.
And real parts in real small films and stuff, too.
Oh, and then he's been actually on the Yahoo. He was like one of the main actors on a Yahoo commercial, and a commercial that got some notoriety during, at least in some states, mainly in the West Coast. He was on a commercial near during the Super Bowl or right after the Super Bowl. So that's Todd Kuhn. But, Denise, let's talk a little bit about the latest First Amendment and COVID restrictions. Now, the big fight has been religion is fighting, saying, look, you can't tell us that we can't meet as a religious group because we have certain First Amendment rights. So now it's a balancing of the powers of a governor and his emergency powers or her emergency powers and the First Amendment. Now what they have to do is they have to narrow anything that the governor does has to be narrowly tailored, and it can't be a broad brush to stop religious gatherings. And that's one of the problems that's been happening, is it isn't quite narrowly tailored enough. And then the Supreme Courts and the courts are having issues with it, right, Denise?
Yeah, basically they're saying that, they're presuming that there's a compelling state interest,
right.
Number one. So whenever you have this health concern that's going on, like pandemic, there is a compelling state interest.
Right.
So that doesn't even matter. What they have to come to next is they have to determine whether or not it's narrowly construed, however this law is going to be, whether it's by governor or the legislature,
right,
or the health people of the state, that it has to be narrowly narrowly tailored so as not to infringe upon people's First Amendment religious rights. And that's where the problems are coming in. Because a lot of times they're not being narrowly tailored, and they're not looking at the situation and the facts around it and the scientific facts around things. They're just, like, limiting people's ability to worship.
That's right.
In person.
Yeah, and they're doing things like, for example, and this is a case we're going to talk about. There's an appeals court in New York, Governor Cuomo, which is interesting. He's like, oh, it doesn't apply now because we've changed our... The zone is no longer a red zone. You're now an orange zone. But and all these zones and categories, I just like, oh, come on, man. But to make a long story short, it's about, okay, we're going to allow no more than 10, up to 25%, Cuomo says, but no more than 10 people. By the way, Walmart's packed, but that's another story. And so the courts have held all through, and most of them are unanimous. And that's not just in New York. They're saying, no, you can't do that. Especially some churches have 1,000 people can sit in their congregation.
In their sanctuary, there in the pews.
But it's say 20. Oh, well, you got 25%. It says 10 or 25%, whichever is the less. And so, but anyway, but let's to make a long story short, the U.S. Appeals Court in New York just threw it out and said, no, that's, in fact, it was unanimous. You cannot do that. It's not narrowly tailored enough to get into this executive issue and what you can do. Now, here's another point I bring up. Cal, you have a point really quick.
Go ahead.
But here's an interesting thing that I bring up. And this was brought up by a, I think we got another minute left, right, Cal? We got another minute.
Yeah.
There's a court that held, which I kind of agreed with, that it's not that these executive powers aren't strong enough to be upheld. How long do these executive powers last? This has started in March. We have a legislative body that can make decisions for us. How long does the governor have the right to continue to be the dictator? I'm saying that, but it sounds like a dictatorship. When we've got a legislative body, yes, they need to be able to do this in emergency. But when does the emergency end where the legislator needs to do it? We're going to talk more about it when we come back after these breaks. Thanks, Cal, for taking us out.
I'm just glad to get the break on.
Yeah, you've got to figure it out.
Radio Law Talk coming up right here. Don't go away. You're listening to Radio Law Talk.
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
Ever wonder how the credit card companies make their money? Well, think about this. If you owe $25,000 on five different credit cards and you make your minimum payments every month, here's what it's going to cost you. Are you sitting down? You'll shell out over $13,000 in additional interest, and it's going to take over 13 years to pay off your original $25,000 balance. That's how they make money. Now it's your turn to fight back by calling the Debt Solutions Network. We'll work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. We promise we can and will reduce your debt. Call right now for a free 15-minute debt analysis.
866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-DEBT.
I'm going to quit.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Radio Law Talk. Now, back to the show.
We're back to hour two, talking about the latest religion, First Amendment, and COVID restrictions. As we left, we were talking about it's important that the legislature come in and start making decisions, because we have a balance of power, not just one person making, in some cases, draconian. And I'm not saying they're draconian in that, I don't believe in COVID, because COVID is real. But the balance of trying to figure out you know, who makes decisions for us and how draconian do we need to do it in order to save lives. That's what it comes down to. And yeah. when it comes down to one person making that decision of people's lives, children's mental ability, you know, mental issues that our children are having now because of all these shutdowns, you know, businesses, people's lives, suicides, et cetera, et cetera. That's why we have our legislator to balance it out.
But the real question is, if let's just say, let's talk about church for a minute. Let's say that they have one church in a town mm-hmm. where it was a COVID hotspot, where they all meet together and they hug and they do all the stuff you're not supposed to do. So the church is a COVID hotspot. How then does that translate to shutting down every church in town and leaving every Walmart open? How does that work out?
Yeah.
Well, that's because they can't discriminate against any. If they can discriminate against one, then they shouldn't be able to discriminate
right.
against all, right? It's kind of like that separate and equal idea.
But if they know that the disease is spreading at this particular church, just like they would do to me, I just got a call from my employee, called me up just now, said he's tested positive for COVID. So now what am I doing? Now, that means that he's going to be quarantined. That means
you need to quarantine.
No, he wasn't around.
No, don't forget, these guys are all
over. Oh, yeah, you guys are
spread all over.
Yeah, but So, but the point is that my shop, had it been in my shop, you're right about that.
Yeah.
But not every radio station in the community, just the one where it's a known
right.
disease. So
right.
that's my thinking here is we have taken logic and thrown it out the window.
Well, that's why this case, by the way, in the U.S. Appeals Court, it completely followed what the U.S. Supreme Court had just said
right.
and just come down with. It is almost identical to it. And you're going to see a lot of these still coming up because the flawed decision by Governor Cuomo or by the health people in New York was that they didn't care how big the facility was or how many people was in the church, or they didn't like use rationale that
right.
made any sense. It
or
just
science,
said
right.
10 or 25%.
Right.
Right? And I keep going back to the one in California that was upheld at the beginning of COVID.
Right.
And that was different because they said capacity of the building.
Right.
So it neutralized it. It's not saying we're going to take out everybody's religious rights, but it said people it can't be present at these if it's going to be a certain capacity.
Right.
Or limited to
capacity,
which to me is a rationale that makes sense. It's not picking on any particular church,
right.
you know, but it has some scientific reason behind it.
But
right?
if the church had a case in there, it's not picking
oh,
on
yeah,
them.
No.
If that's not picking on them, if you say you can't be open until 2 weeks, I mean, first time a case shows up, shut it down, disinfect it, 2 weeks, nobody comes back for 2 weeks. That makes more sense than since March, nobody's going to church. I just don't get that. This is something that really bothers me.
Well, here's what the Supreme Court in November said. That they put it best. What they said is United States Supreme Court, quote, even in a pandemic, the Constitution cannot be put away and forgotten. And that is absolutely true in this the way things are going in the United States now. That's why I'm saying, you know, it's great that our governors do need these emergency powers. That's because there's sometimes you just government's too slow. But
legislature is definitely can be slow.
But guess what? Okay, this started in February, March, April,
basically March.
You know,
yeah.
March,
almost a year.
It's
yeah.
been almost a year, guys. You know, our legislator needs to be in there working on it, making decisions with the governor in that state.
And
so,
after that long, somebody ought to have a plan that works. Somebody somewhere ought to have a plan that works after that
but
long.
But you guys have seen 4 years of Senate that has been very successful federally, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But before that, there was basically 8 years under Obama where there was nothing being done. Legislature, because there was too much of a balance of power.
Yeah, that's true.
That may be happening in our states. We just don't know.
Who knows? Yeah, that's exactly right. But that's interesting. The thing we did forget to do, and we apologize,
okay.
is the most important thing. Let's just get out. We have a couple minutes left this segment. Just get us the
here's
facts.
Here's the setup for
get
case or no
setup.
Case.
Here's the setup. Play case
get
or no
setup.
Case.
Yeah.
All right.
Walgreens drugstore was founded by Mr. Charles Walgreen in Chicago. He bought the drugstore at which he was the pharmacist, and he is a very smart guy. But a wily competitor is pretty smart, too, because Rite Aid developed a strategy of trying to get half of Walgreens' business. You see, every time Walgreens located in a building in a community. Rite Aid was right there and bought the property right next to them. And Charles Walgreen said, that's not fair. I'm paying for the zoning. I'm paying for all of this stuff. And they're taking half my business. How about we find a way to stop Rite Aid from coming in and buying right next to me every time I open a location? And, you know, you've seen Walgreens are as ubiquitous as a Walmart.
Yes.
You know, they're all over the place. And Rite Aid, and that is one of Rite Aid's key strategies, is if Walgreens going to build there, so are we.
They are. They're always right near each other.
It's actually pretty smart, if you think about it. Yeah. And Charles Walgreen, he started this thing in 1919. I think he died, can't remember the year now, but he said this.
It's not right.
I don't like this. Come on, man. You know, he said, I go to the city planning commissioners. I get the property okayed.
Zone.
And here comes Rite Aid right next to me.
Okay.
They don't have to pay for that, but I do. He said they should either pay me or they should stop the practice altogether. And so that was his question. He went to his lawyers. And so when we come back here, we've got about a minute and 15 before we're out. But when we come back, this is what we'll talk about.
Yeah, now. Cal, I'll tell you about that. The best part about it is, I go to my lawyers and ask a question. What do you think lawyers say? Yeah, there's got to be something there. Let me do some research and bill you at $600 an hour.
Yeah, if he's a smart lawyer, he says, how can I push up my billables on this?
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Here in Roseville and Rockland area, we actually had something similar happening.
Northern California.
Right, in Northern California, whereby whole areas of commercial property that are along the freeways were getting bought up by Walmart and Sam's Club, and they were making sure that they got to control themselves as getting the whole area as neighbors. So they were doing it together. So Walmart and Sam's Club, you're going to see, and anytime you see a Walmart, almost always there's going to be a Sam's Club right by.
You know what's interesting, too? That's exactly what Walt Disney did. He's brilliant in Florida because he learned in Los Angeles. When he put it there, everybody bought up around him, and he quietly bought everything, all the swamps up in Orlando, Florida. So, Disney World, that's the way they are. We'll be back. We're going to finish up with Case or No Case.
Stay right there. There's more Radio Law Talk coming right up right here.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Concussion Medical Clinic knows active people run the risk of a concussion. Soccer, football, even a simple fall can lead to a brain injury. Concussion Medical Clinic can test you before you start a sports program so they can have a baseline and more quickly diagnose a concussion should one occur. They also offer expert witness services if you're involved in a concussion case, and their specialty is the treatment of concussion. So if you have suffered a concussion and want the best concussion care available, give Concussion Medical Clinic a call, 916-259-4043, 916-259-4043. Concussion Medical Clinic.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at Penny & Associates.
U.S. USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Several countries are increasing restrictions due to a second wave of COVID-19 and new strains of coronavirus that have hit nearly three dozen countries. The Premier of New South Wales in Australia has extended a lockdown.
The stay-at-home provisions will be staying at this stage until the 9th of January, but I can say with some level of confidence that that is pretty much the worst-case scenario.
The state is requiring everyone wear masks and will issue a fine starting Monday to anyone not in compliance. The Tokyo Metropolitan Government is asking the central government to declare a new state of emergency. Thailand health authorities are recommending tougher restrictions, and the Philippines is banning travelers who have been in the U.S. from entering starting Sunday. Travelers arriving today must quarantine for 14 days. A winter storm has moved from the Midwest to the northeast of the U.S., dumping lots of snow, causing tens of thousands of power outages. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
We're back to Do Case or No Case. What Cal brought up is Walgreens in Chicago, Illinois, started around 1919.
Yep.
Rite Aid came in and is basically buying everything next to Walgreens whenever they buy something, and Walgreens is getting tired of this. By the way, Walgreens, you said, started in Chicago, Stoughton, Montgomery wards.
Right.
You know why they started in Chicago, Cal? Just a little tidbit.
I have a theory.
Okay, let me see if your theory's right.
It was
a major
railroad hub, and it was easier to get goods in and distribute them out. That's my theory.
Go ahead.
Route 66.
What it was is that the Cal is basically right, but not really Route 66. It might have been, but it was kind of a hub. But that's where all the, I'm going to call it the, what do they call them there? The books. What do you call the books? That's old. The catalogs. That's where all the catalog companies started, is out of Chicago. Montgomery Wards. You know, Montgomery Wards was the biggest one.
Oh, they were huge.
The reason was it was easy shipping, everything like that. You want to know another interesting thing about Chicago? Why do they call it the Windy City? Cal, you answer first.
Because of the, there's a certain atmospheric condition. No,
okay. Why is the Windy City?
Because there were a lot of politicians that talked smack.
You got it. You got it. Now, people think it's because it is a windy city because of the atmosphere.
Everyone thinks it's the windy city, the lake.
It's not. It's because the politicians in the old days.
Seriously, I was right.
You're exactly right. That's it. I thought you knew it because I went through and went through a historical part of Chicago and I had according to the guide told us, no, it was because of politics in the early 1900s, late 1800s, that they would come in. They just had big blowhards and that's why they call them the Windy City. They were the blowhards. Okay, there we go. So Walgreens wants to argue that Rite Aid should not come in there. Okay, you come to me first, Cal.
Yep, it's your turn, yeah.
It's my turn. Let me tell you. The first thing is Walgreens needs to learn a thing called exclusivity. If they worried about that, when they go in and buy a place up or buy in somewhere, they better have some signatures before they buy it from the property owners saying they're exclusive to this area. So if they don't, that's their fault. Anyone can come in. They can exercise their right. There's nothing wrong with Rite Aid plopping one right next door to them, whether they do or don't do anything. Okay? The answer is, Walgreens would lose, but I say this is a scenario and not a case. Cal just keeps driving by and going, man, there's a Walgreens and a Rite Aid next to each other. Wait a minute, there's a Lowe's next to a Home Depot. And there used to be, Bass Pro Shops next to Cabela's all the time. Hmm. But Bass Pro Shops bought out Cabela's.
See, now there's a way to go. Denise, what say you, case or no case?
I think the only legal way that they could keep Rite Aid out is to have easements over the adjacent property that also has restrictions or covenants that run with the property that they cannot sell to Rite Aid. So they could do that. And that's why Rite Aid now is like going to Safeway or going to Bel Air, or they're going to be next to a major grocery chain.
Or whatever.
Yeah, whatever it is because they're not restricted from it. So that's the only legal way I can think of. Because if you put it in a contract in a different way, other than one that runs with the land, it's going to be considered to be anti-competitive. And I don't think that Walgreens wants to do that. So what I think that it's a lawsuit.
Good. You think it's a case?
I do. I think it's a case. And I think that Walgreens ended up losing, but they won in the long run because they found a way that they could legally do it.
Hmm. Well, that sounds like a
that's great.
Circle.
That is excellent. Okay. So
okay.
So here's the deal.
All right. What's the deal?
Those of you who say this was a case, that's Denise.
Denise, raise your hand. Yeah,
Brett
Penny.
It was not a case.
That's Brett Penny.
Because they did have legal discussions, but nobody ever filed a case, and the practice continues today.
Well, the court, Cal, they have. That's why you buy, and I'll tell you, I represent a fast food chain. I do personal injury, but I do, help out because family members own some of the stock of the company, fast food chain, and they just finished buying a lot in this development, and it's right on the main highway, corner lot, a Walmart, brand new Walmart next to it. And guess what I had them sign? I said, you got to sign an exclusivity. And that was the big fight. The exclusivity was no other hamburgers or ice cream, because they're big for hamburger, ice cream, or french fries, sold at any other facility in that
complex. Yeah,
and
that's a great idea.
And they finally signed off on it. And not only that, they not only said ice cream, but they said, and the owner of the CEO of the business was smart.
Yogurt.
Yeah. I didn't think of that. I was going, ice cream. He goes, put in there yogurt, too. I said, I didn't get that.
You know what I know of a very, very popular Italian restaurant that was going into complex with this huge theater, and they had in their lease agreement or purchase agreement, it would not be bought in or leased unless that theater actually came into being and started to operate.
Oh, in other words, until that theater comes in and operates, they don't have to. It's contingent on that.
Yeah, contingency.
Yeah. Nowadays, they're probably not building, right?
Right.
Because the theaters are struggling.
I'm just fascinated by the way businesses try to protect themselves by trying to stop others from having a legal activity. I mean, Rite Aid, it's legal. They can buy the lot next door. And if Walgreens cared that much, they could say, I'm going to buy that lot.
That's exactly right.
You know?
Yeah.
So you know what this means, right?
I'm getting closer.
That you can take the front stage in front of Todd. Next hour. So we're going to have to see.
What do we got next hour?
This is going to take a little longer, so I need a long segment for it.
But that's fine.
It is all about a group called The Dead Girls. I'll tell you what it's all. It is a fascinating story that I think you'll like.
And if you want to call in, and you can, by the way, those of you who are first joining us, a lot of people love Case or No Case because we have people stop and tell us that. But you can call in at 855-529-7234 and just tell Cal what you think. And you don't have to get on the air, but tell them what you think is going to happen. And then a lot of people go, don't forget, don't cheat, don't go on the internet. We have people calling sometimes and goes, hey, don't, I'm not going to be on the air, but this is the answer. Well, of course, they looked it up on the internet.
Yeah, don't do that.
Can't look up on the internet. But let's talk.
That takes away the fun.
Yeah, so we've been talking about, look, everyone knows the Epstein case. The Epstein case is a famous case. As I talked to my daughter, I was on my drive today, and she watched the, was it on HBO or whatever the, the Epstein, they had a show about it, about
some kind of docudrama or something.
Yeah, it was a documentary about his life.
His life, yeah. What the interesting things? Well, the key is he quote hung himself in jail. But by the way, the cameras for some reason didn't work, and both the
Guards
happened to have very sleepy.
Imagine that.
And then, by the way, the cameras, those are the only two cameras in the that did not work, supposedly, in the jail.
The guards got fired for falsifying their records of how many times they went to look on him each hour.
Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah, it's all suspicious around his death.
So Miss Maxwell was what they're going to call his assistant. Let's just put it that way, because I believe, and I am a very firm believer, in innocent until proven guilty. And at this point, she's innocent. And those of you who have already said she's guilty before you even get there, that's not what our system's about. And yes, there are some interesting things and maybe a lot of evidence against her, but she has a right to a fair trial. So what happens is they put her in jail. They arrest her. And what you do is you can get out on bail, right? When you get out on bail, you post a bond or a family member puts their house up. And if you leave or they can't find you, they lose their house. Well, she's wealthy. And the thing is, she has two other citizenships, France and England. And they're worried about her being a flight risk because she's worth millions. She's very wealthy. Her dad was a former big executive and owner of a lot of a media company. So she's come back again, so this is horrible. She's been sitting there, and because of COVID, things are going slow, and she's sitting in prison or in jail right now, and she said, this is not, I'm innocent, and they're not letting her out on bail because they're worried about her leaving. So they've come up with a new proposal of $28.5 million bail package. Apparently she's married to where she kept quiet for a while. She's got a husband that's a wealthy CEO of a
tech company
named Scott Borgerson. And the judge just held, no, you're too much of a flight risk, and said you're not going to do that. We can get into this. I don't want to get into it because our time's up. But it's interesting that, you know what?
The rich don't always win.
But I don't agree. I can see if she's guilty, found guilty, and they're waiting for the sentence. She's not guilty, ladies and gentlemen. And even though it sounds like she probably is, but she's not guilty. And until she's guilty.
Until they prove her, yeah.
But I get it. There's flight risk. There's other
that's
things.
That's the biggest thing.
That's
and
the biggest
with the
thing.
French passport, that's huge.
That's huge. Okay, we'll be back after this. We're going to talk more. We're gonna come up and talk about a couple more interesting things. Don Wells of Gilligan's Island.
Oh. All right, stay tuned. There is more Radio Law Talk coming up, so you stay there. We'll be back. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day.
We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Two buckles for Mr. Big Shot.
Buying
whiskey shots for everybody in the...
Oh, that's stone.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
We're back. We're going to talk about Don Wells. Marianne on Gilligan's Island passed away at 82 this past week.
So I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Ginger or Marianne?
That is such a no-brainer, Fred.
Okay, it is. No-brainer. Cal, I think it's a no-brainer, too.
Yeah.
Mrs. Howell.
Mrs. Howell.
Mary
Mrs.
Howell. Shag or kill? Mrs. Howell, Ginger, or Marianne?
Oh, you marry Mrs. Howell because Mr. Howell has one foot in the grave and the other on the banana peel.
I got it.
And Mrs. Howell has so much money, it doesn't even matter.
Yes, Cal, I nailed it, man. Just Mrs. Howell.
It's easy. Mrs. Howell's, and, you know, she wasn't that bad of a looker.
She, you're on a deserted island. Does it matter?
I mean, hello.
I mean, come on.
Hey, to him, Gilligan looked good.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. No, let's not start that going. No, Mrs. Howell. I like Mrs. Howell. Let me tell you about Mrs. Howell. She, by the way, Mrs. Howell was a lady by the name of Natalie Schaefer. And if you look at her old pictures when she was young.
Yeah, beauty.
She was a beauty, man. She was a beauty. But, yeah, I'm Mrs. Howell. Cal, we're in that together, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Deserted Island. Mr. Howell is going to be gone pretty soon anyway. Because the way he acted around there, I'm sure Gilligan was going to, you know, take a hit on him. Or
somebody's going to bump him off.
Somebody's going to bump him off. Maybe the captain.
The professor might just say, I've had enough of this guy. Let's spike his coconut milk.
Yeah. Notice the professor was the most handsome one of all of them.
Yes.
And, you know, he probably got all the girls. They probably didn't say anything, but probably Marianne and Ginger probably.
He probably had plenty of extracurricular activities to keep him busy.
On the island.
On the island. Yeah. While Gillen's walking around going, Gilligan and the captain going, oh, what? What's going on?
Going the boat.
You know what made that show work?
What?
Great writing. Okay, that's a lie.
No, it was kind of campy.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I think it was the times.
Yeah.
You know,
the times.
Because it was like, there was a lot going on in the world and people were stressed. And it just was really kind of a silly comedy. And it was kind of one that wasn't really believable. I mean, how can you get a girl from Kansas on the same little tiny cruise as
the Hollywood socialites.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. As Mr. and Mrs. Howell, the billionaires.
Now let me tell you.
And how could all the guest stars make it onto the island and still make it up? But not them.
I think she got on there like she won. I would like to go see the first episode. I think it's like she won something to go on it.
Who's she?
Marianne. She didn't afford it. Did she, like, win a ticket or something?
You know, I think it's available on TV Land. We'll have to research that.
Yes.
And then you'll start watching one episode. Then you want to watch the next one.
I think she was the only one that was not developed in terms of the character.
Yeah, I agree.
I think she got to develop her own character.
Her job was to be cute.
You know what?
And Tina Louise, who played Ginger, unfortunately felt like she was typecast. You know, as the sexual siren.
And we ought to be honest about it. She was.
Well, that's my problem.
Well, she was there.
I'm typecast too. I have that same problem.
It is an issue. I can relate to the whole thing, man. It's an issue.
Sexual siren. That's me.
Oh yeah.
All I gotta say is, I don't know if the Howells. Let me tell you the fake things about that. I don't know if the Howells would have gone on the SS Minnow.
Right.
They would have been on the SS Shark or Whale. I mean, they would have been on the 140-footer, not this little 30-foot SS Minnow. Dear, yes, I've got $1 million in diamonds on. Let's go on the 30-foot SS Minnow with a big, fat old guy and this little tiny...
And this bad weather brewing.
On bad weather brewing.
Yeah.
What could go wrong?
For a three-hour tour, and let's bring 5 suitcases of clothing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, what do you do? You're sleeping in a bunk bed? It just does not... Let me tell you some interesting things about, though, Marianne and Dawn Wells was her name. And I know she was married at one time early on to one of the producers. Or,
I think it was one of her agents.
Agents or something like that. But did you know that she said, and this is a quote from her, as she went in 2018, she went into the hospital and she had some surgeries and she had insurance, but it still she couldn't cover the deductibles.
Wow.
And everyone raised $197,000 for her to help cover her bills on a GoFundMe.
You got to remember that at this time when they were in the sitcom, it was not typical to get residuals.
Oh, and no money. Yeah, there
right.
wasn't big
so
money
they
in sitcoms.
Would pay, you know, they would pay the...
they get paid for doing the job, and then they keep rerunning. You get no money for reruns.
Exactly.
Right. Many of them didn't do that. But here's what's interesting that she said, and I feel bad for her, and she basically said, quote, now here I am, no family, no husband, no kids, and no money. And it's like, that's a sad.
And then she died from COVID.
Yeah, well, it was
COVID-related.
Related.
Complications, which means she probably passed alone.
If I was there,
this is a sad story. It was supposed to be fun.
They should, you know what? They should have been playing Gilligan Island on the TV the whole time they're in the hospital.
But don't you think she'd be laying there saying, "If I hear that theme song one more time"?
And you know what? It's interesting how she said she brought up in her life. She said she loved playing Marianne and she embraced it because she says that was, quote, the values and principles that mirrored her own life. And that's who she was. And she was born in Reno, Nevada. Did you know that?
Yeah, that's
Reno, Nevada. And her father was a real estate developer up in Reno, Nevada. So that's interesting about her. But what she, to me, is an icon of the past, and that has nothing to do with, absolutely nothing to do with Radio Law Talk, but that's why I'm the host. I could do whatever I want, Cal.
I'm talking about
If I
want to
talk
Mary
about
Ann,
Tina
Doc,
Louise,
it, yes.
Or if I want to talk about Mary Ann, when it comes to, get that Gilligan, put the Gilligan's Island theme
oh,
on, Cal.
Oh, I don't want to find, I just, oh, all right.
I could sing it. Okay, that's go. It right back in your ear, a tell of a fateful trip.
No.
That started from this top tiny port aboard this tiny ship.
Hey, stop there. Yes. Listen to it. Yes. Nothing is long.
Okay, give yourself 1 point.
You know what? I love that song. This brings back wonderful memories.
A 3 hour tour. A 3 hour tour.
Cal's even in there dancing. We
got it. No, it's so much fun because we used to play a game when we go camping, and the person that could remember the most television
songs,
yeah, their beginning or whatever for the television show would win.
They didn't have to sit on top of the hood, got to sit inside the car?
Well, we got to go inside the motorhome instead of having to sit in the tent.
There was something on the line there.
Okay, now here's another trivia question about Gilligan's Island. Ready for this? Those of you who follow Radio Law Talk and listen every week, and we have a lot of you do that, what about Gilligan's Island was discussed last time? We didn't last week because last week was Christmas, so we were off.
Best of.
We did the best of. The week before, Denise, what was it? And Cal, we brought up Gilligan's Island on a case. Come on.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
It was the billionaire versus the millionaire
yes.
case.
It was the billionaire in Malibu, or what is it, Santa Monica?
The sculpture and the music, right?
Yes,
yeah.
The sculpture person.
The reason they played Gilligan's Isle's theme was because his girlfriend discovered that right close to their house was the bay in which Gilligan's Isle was
filmed.
And they wanted to irritate their neighbors so badly. And why? Because they could.
And those of you who are going, what the heck are you talking about? You need to follow Radio Law Talk. You need to go back to 2 weeks ago and listen to it about the billionaire sculpture. It's a sculpture that a lawsuit occurred, and they started playing Gilligan's Island theme because what happened is the neighbors, by the way, these are $45 million homes, and during these times, I know everyone feels sorry for them, they're arguing over this billion-dollar sculpture, so they throw a net over the top of it, and the neighbors can't see their beautiful view. Lawsuits occur, they fight back and forth, and then one neighbor says, forget it, I'm going to play Gilligan's Island all night long, all the time, not all the night, but all the time, and you know what? Now they got in their court case. You know what their testimony was, everybody out there? Oh, the reason we play Gilligan's Island, it brings back wonderful memories for us because down the road from our beautiful $45 million home is where Gilligan's Island was filmed, and it's nostalgic for us. That was their excuse for playing Gilligan's Island, this song, loud as possible. Anyway, that's what's going on. Hey, we're going to be back. Hour number three, we're going to talk about a very interesting judge. Does something in a courtroom you're going to want to hear about. Listen to this wonderful music on your way out.
Stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk is coming up. Don't go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.